Do you want to know if you are a social pariah or not?
Yes, and yes, I am.
Okay. Well, no, we'll see. Okay, so there's an etiquette expert who said there's the top five ways you can know, top five signs that you are a social pariah.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, when you meet people for the first time, do you do too much bragging? Like, do you talk too much?
Probably.
I don't know. With you, I've noticed that you're slow to warm up. Like, you're quiet when you first meet people. Mm-hmm. But then once you feel comfortable with them, then you talk too much.
At first, I'm going to study that person to figure out if they're an idiot first.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of idiots.
Right.
A whole lot of idiots out there.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if I shut up and keep my mouth shut and study them, I can find out if they're morons. And then I can figure out if I want to tell them more about myself to a moron.
Okay, so the fact that you just said that, the next thing on the list is acting like a snob. So, yes, you're a social pariah because you automatically assume that somebody's a moron, and that's pretty snobby.
And they pretty much are, though. I mean, I'm looking down my nose pretty much at everybody once I meet them because odds are they're idiots.
You know, as I'm looking at this list, I was first going to say, you're not a social pariah, but I think you nail a lot of these.
Okay, for you, you talk too much when you meet somebody. And it doesn't matter if you know them or not. You're going to talk too much.
But I don't brag. That's the thing. When they say talking too much, they don't mean volume. I'm definitely not a braggart. I mean, I definitely talk too much and I tell too many stories and I give away the farm right from the very beginning. I'm like, hi, I have celiacs and he's a quiet guy. And I mean, like right off the top, like, hi, nice to meet you.
Right.
My parents divorced when I was four. I have a boyfriend and a husband. Like, I immediately like it all bleh. It all just comes right out. So, okay. So maybe that's not good.
Okay. What's the second one? Looking down on people.
Yeah, I don't look my nose down at people.
No, you don't.
I'm not a snob. That's true. I don't act like a snob.
No, so that's the one thing that we're different by.
Yeah, that's okay. You and not me.
Yep.
Not returning favors. Now, that's a big thing in the social world. Like, somebody in a social environment does something for you, whether it's like, I don't know, posting something on their social media. Like, I find this a lot. Like, my friends that are kind of like in society, if you do anything, they're like, I'll post that on my Instagram for you. That's apparently a thing. And you've got to do that back for them. And if you don't, then you become a social pariah.
Mm.
So you have to return favors. When someone does a favor for you, you have to also do a favor for them.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, if somebody treats me well, I'll treat them well.
Okay. So, okay. That's good.
Yeah. I'll give it back.
Okay. Now this one, I think you fail on this one, my friend.
No.
The next on the list is being a know-it-all.
Yeah, I know it all. But I do know it all.
Okay. That's the obnoxious thing about you is, you know, you are a know-it-all because you do know it all, but letting other people know that you're a know-it-all and being a know-it-all, that's, people don't like that. Like, that's what makes you a social, people don't want to be around somebody who constantly reminds them of why they're wrong and is right about it.
No, I'm not, I'm an asshole. So that's the difference. See, not only do I know it all, I know how it's going to end before it even happens. It's like my son. He just got a job. And the first thing he says to me is, they told us we're going to work 6 days a week at 12-hour days. And I said, no, I don't even know the job that he's working at. They're not going to do that. You're not working 75 hours a week. There's no way that's going to happen. He's, oh, yeah. No, I can see it before it even ends. I know how long you're going to work there. I know if you're going to be late tomorrow. I know what they're going to bitch about you about. And I know what they're going to fire you for before it even happens. So I see the future. It's not like I know everything. I do know everything. I know how it's going to end. I know how this segment's going to end.
Tell me how, because I'm not quite sure.
Like this.
There's a fifth thing on here.
Okay. What's the next?
I gotta say, all the years I've known you, I have not been physically close enough to you to know if this is a problem or not.
Okay.
With you. Having bad breath, apparently, is a thing. Like, if you have bad breath, people don't tolerate that. They don't want to be around you.
I'm freaky when it comes to bad breath. I cannot have bad breath. I floss 17 times a day. I brush 16 times a day. I chew gum all day long. I cannot stand people with bad breath.
You know, for me, it's weird. It's like I never thought about bad breath because I never really had the problem. But my reason why I have these little sticks that I stick in my teeth and I brush after every meal, and I use two different types of Listerine. I use the green one in the morning and then the purple one at night. And I do that because genetically, I have terrible teeth. Mm-hmm. And I can't go back to the dentist. I can't have any more implants or cavities or any of that. So in order to stay away from the dentist, I overdo my teeth. I brush my teeth a lot and I do a lot of Listerine. And as a result, I don't have bad breath. Mm-hmm. But my goal wasn't the breath. I never really thought about that. But now I realize, good for me, because now I don't have bad breath.
See, the thing I love about living in the South is because I just went to the dentist on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So it's the first time since I moved here that I went to the dentist and just get a checkup and all that. But when they look at you like you do have another head when you walk in to a dentist in the South and you have all your teeth and they're actually good. I'm not lying. You have fantastic teeth. No, I mean, you should have seen the last eight people we had. They had four teeth left and those were rotten. I can't believe your teeth are so amazing. Okay.
That's hilarious. You're like, they're just teeth. I just happen to have all of them.
No, even the dentist comes in. You know how you get the girl and she does da da da, and then the dentist comes in and he has to check her work and check. Uh-huh. And he's even going, wow, fantastic teeth. I was like, I want to hang out with you guys just for one day and see the bad teeth that come in here because, you know, it's horrible in the South.
Don't you remember when I lost a tooth? I had a tooth pulled a while back and we talked about it on the air. And as a joke, we said, call if you have no teeth, like whoever has the least teeth will give you $100. Remember, we had those $100 gift certificates for, I think it was Chase or mm-hmm. Citibank or whatever. We'll give you the person with the least amount of teeth. And we were just joking. And suddenly people will call and they're like, I got four teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, tell us what happened to your teeth. People were like, oh, I only have two teeth. Like everybody was calling with stories of what happened to their teeth and where they went.
Yeah. And when the dentist went into my teeth, he goes, wow, this is a fantastic crown, because it was one of those crowns in an hour at KFA in New York.
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is the fancy one. He's like, wow, that's amazing. That's a great looking crown. Really? I'm telling you, down here at age 18, people lose their teeth.
New York is the opposite. Like, you know, you and I had all that great dental work because we had a dentist that sponsored the show and they just like dentist the heck out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am in New York and they're going through and they're looking at my beautiful crown and I had her take out all my old fillings and replace them with fillings that are tooth colored and all this stuff. And they're going through, they're like, yeah, this can be redone and that's not perfect. And mm-hmm. I don't like the way this sits in your gum. And you know, this color's a little off. Like every little tiny, they're going through every little tiny thing going, we should probably redo this at some point. I'm like, I just had this done. Like I literally just had my teeth done, but they're so competitive here.
Yeah. When I was in New York, they took 15 hours to work on your teeth. I mean, they went through nine different things per tooth.
I mean, they spoke to every tooth many times. Yeah.
Right. And these people, it's like, you're fine, go.